Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Bill Devlin, Reverend Bill Devlin of Redeem, is in Abuja having enjoyed a weekend, a Easter weekend of rededicating a Methodist church that was destroyed 5 years ago by a terror organization calling itself UNAM, calling itself many names, but what we're looking at here is the jihad. The jihad is interpreted by gangsters, by people who deliberately terrorize their neighbors because there's profit in it, and also because they recruit child soldiers and they kidnap, abduct young people and turn them into their wives, yes, their slaves, all of that. But the politics of this are necessary. Bill, you tell me there was an assassination attempt on the governor of Benue State, which is why he was not able to attend the service, the dedication of the church. Who tried to kill him, and is that routine, and does the military or do the police offer him assurances to, because he's Christian? Are they giving him extra security, Bill?
Well, the Governor Sam Ortum that I've met with, he's the governor of Benue State, as you said, John. He is a delightful, active Christian, and he has challenged the president of Nigeria, Muhammad Buhari. When Buhari met Trump back in 2020, and Trump said to Buhari there in the White House, why are you allowing and permitting the killing of Christians? When Buhari returned to Nigeria, he put a bullseye on Ortum, and he said to Ortum, it's your fault why Trump said that, and it's your fault because now Nigeria is a country of particular concern. So because Governor Sam Ortum is an active Christian and his staff are active Christians, UNAM attempted to assassinate him just 2 weeks ago. They actually released a public statement, and this is on a previous podcast we've done together, John, and they actually said he is in our bullseye. He's in our crosshairs, Sam Ortum. This is UNAM, the Fulani Muslim Jihadist Islamist organization. And they said in this public statement that was released widely here in Nigeria, it's just a matter of time. We're going to kill Governor Sam Ortum. We're going to kill him. And then we will install a Islamist Jihadist Fulani governor in Benue State. The problem is ongoing. The problem is ongoing. And so, yes, does he have extra security? Absolutely. That's why he was not able to attend on Easter Sunday, the dedication of the Agatu Methodist Church. And I should add, I'm not a Methodist, but I saw the cry of the heart of these poverty-stricken people and their distress over the last 5 years. So that's why I jumped in with both feet. There is extra security. We had to have extra security. However, in Benue State, people in the upper echelons have told me, sure, the federal government will provide federal soldiers with heavy armament, but you never know whose side they're on. And that's really the cry of the heart here in Nigeria, because there is so much collusion between the government of Nigeria, starting at the very top, because Muhammad Buhari, he's been very silent about these kidnappings of 100, 200, 300 young girls in northern Nigeria, like the Chibok girls that many of your listeners may remember during the days of the Obama administration, and how Michelle Obama was advocating for their release. But John, this is a daily occurrence in northern Nigeria, whether it's Yobe State or Borno State or Kaduna State. And so think about this. You're a Christian parent. You're a Christian father. You live in northern Nigeria. And every day you're wondering if your daughter who's walking to school or taking a bus to school is going to be kidnapped and perhaps killed or made a sex slave and you'll never hear from her again. I sat with a gentleman when I first arrived here, And he said, my wife, he's a pastor. He said, my wife and 10-year-old daughter have just been taken captive. They were on a bus returning home. Boko Haram came on the bus, another jihadist group, probably the jihadist group in Nigeria. And they went through and they looked at people's IDs. Boko Haram did. If you had a Christian name, off the bus. If you had a Muslim name, stay on the bus. And now I actually contributed money to ransom this young mother, this pastor's wife, and their 10-year-old daughter from Boko Haram. This is a daily occurrence. You don't know when you're sitting in a church in northern Nigeria or even in what they call the Middle Belt Nigeria, where Abuja, the capital, is, and Benue. You don't know if a suicide bomber is going to come in from Funam or Boko Haram or the Islamic State West Africa province or the Fulani Muslims. And they will just come in and shoot up the entire church. Sitting on Easter Sunday in the newly rebuilt Agatu Methodist Church, I kept looking out the window to see if these Islamists, these jihadists, these Muslim terror organizations were going to pull up and shoot up the entire church. It was a deep concern for the 4 hours we had on Easter Sunday. So let me just put it plainly. It's a mess here in Nigeria. And the jihadists, not only in the government, but Boko Haram and other likewise terror thug-related organizations, they are for the entire elimination of the Christian population of Nigeria.
Bill, this is the most populous state in Africa. This is rich with the lightweight crude. This is a land of great agricultural possibilities. You were in Benue State. This is not a marginal state. There are well-to-do people in Abuja and Lagos and living in Europe. All of that points me to the fact that the jihad, the Boko Haram, is far more dominant than I believed. It's not just the North. You're telling me that this prejudice against Christians or non-Muslims is everywhere in the country. Is it in Abuja? We just have about a minute here, Bill. Is there a persecution of Christians in the capital, in Abuja?
In Abuja, there is persecution, and not only the fear of kidnappings and rape and having your young son taken and made into a child soldier. If he denounces his Christian faith and becomes a Muslim, right, they'll put him right in the battle at 10, 11, 12 years old. So, yeah, there's danger here in Abuja. That's why I ride with security here in Abuja. And so it's really widespread in northern Nigeria and, of course, in what they call the Middle Belt. When you get down south, it's quieter. We're really, John, raising the alarm, and I'm so grateful to be on your program, raising the alarm that Nigeria may be the next African nation to go downhill.
Bill Devlin, Reverend Bill Devlin of Redeem, that's his organization that helped rebuild the Agatu Methodist Church, celebrating Easter Sunday on the 4th of April, a rebuilt church in the face of what you'd have to say is a constant threat by gangsters who all call themselves Funam. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anababe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anababe sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.